you can't always predict what your finances and your money is going to look like. And adding a new car or debt into the mix can actually impact your credit score and your debt to income ratio. I mean, your debt to income ratio is going to be impacted by a divorce no matter what, but throw in a new debt payment and it's really going to be impacted. Which means that if you end up trying to find a new home and you want to go qualify for a mortgage, they're gonna be looking at your credit score and your debt to income ratio. Hey, this is Allison and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. The other day, I received a message on Instagram from a woman asking for my help and guidance. Her message said, "My husband abruptly decided on separation a month ago and moved out this week. Do you have any advice on budgeting and how to move forward?" There's no doubt about it. Navigating a major change with your finances can be difficult, but throw in a separation or divorce and it can be downright overwhelming. When it comes to financially preparing for a separation or a divorce, there are some things that you want to take into account, and the following tips will help you prepare for this life adjustment. Tip number one is to start tracking your spending if you haven't been doing that already. You might be wondering how on earth someone is supposed to go from two incomes to one income after dealing with separation or divorce, especially if you're trying to keep your lifestyle the exact same. But once you've realized that divorce is on the horizon, the first thing that you should be doing is tracking your spending so that you truly understand exactly where your money is going and the money habits that you have. This knowledge can be instrumental for you and help guide you to make important decisions. Decisions such as, can I actually afford the mortgage or rent on my own? And do I need to cut back into my spending in any areas of my budget? Now, you might be hesitant to do this because you might not really want to see exactly where your money is going, or you might have this idea of fear behind it and worrying that you can't afford anything, so why would you face it? But this is a very important step in the process. Tracking your spending will give you a clear picture of what your life looks like now and how your divorce or separation will impact your finances. I recommend starting by categorizing your spending into specific areas. You can do this by printing off your bank statements and literally just highlighting everything that falls into certain categories. Categories such as rent or mortgage, household utilities or maintenance, cell phone, subscriptions, car insurance, car payments, debt payments, spending money, gas, or even children's expenses. The goal is to just get a very clear picture of where your money is going and how you tend to spend money. That way you can make decisions about your finances that make sense for you. If you're worried that you'll forget a certain category that you are spending money on, then be sure to check out my article on 45 monthly expenses that you might want to include in your list. I'll go ahead and link that article in the show notes. But remember, the goal is to have a really clear picture so you can make an informed and intentional decision moving forward about what you can and cannot keep spending money on. Once you know how you're spending money now in the present, then you can start thinking about how you're going to be spending money in the future, which is tip number two, prepare for any future expenses post-divorce. When you encounter any type of big life change, like a move or even a marriage or a divorce or separation, then chances are likely you're going to encounter new expenses in your life. It's almost unavoidable. For instance, let's say that you end up moving into a new home or an apartment. You're going to be faced with expenses such as moving costs, utility startup costs. A lot of utility companies charge you an upfront cost just to set up your utilities, and maybe even down payments for a home or for an apartment. And while many of these are one-time expenses, they add up and they add up fast. You might also be needing to add new monthly or recurring expenses to your budget, such as health insurance. If you've been on a spouse's health insurance plan in the past, then you're going to have to take yourself and put yourself on your own health insurance, unless you live in Canada, of course. It's important to take into consideration the additional monthly expenses that you might have to add to your budget that you weren't used to adding into your budget before you got divorced. The goal isn't to understand every single new expense that's going to pop up. That's almost impossible. But the goal is to not be caught off guard and blindsided when these expenses do pop up. And if you can start saving money now for any of those future expenses, then you'll have money set aside in a savings account to help cover them whenever they do end up happening. Any money saved will help you handle your finances better when you're separating from your partner. My third tip for the person who sent in this message or anyone who's going through a separation or divorce with your finances is to consider getting help. When major life changes such as divorce or separation occur, you're likely going to need help from experts outside of your family to help guide you in the right direction. Even if your divorce is cordial, consider getting advice or help from a divorce attorney, especially if children are involved. As you move into this new life stage, you might also want to seek help from a therapist or a trusted friend. I recently read an article on goodtherapy.org, and it points out that people going through divorce may feel guilt, fear, anxiety, depression, and grief. And working with a therapist or a trusted friend can help you learn how to express these feelings and work through them so that way you don't sit in that feeling forever. Now, I know what you might be thinking. That's adding another line item to your budget. And in many cases, that's actually true. You'd have to pay more money to hire a lawyer, pay more money for a therapist. However, many human resource departments, if you do have a job, have benefits that allow you to receive therapy or legal advice for free for a certain number of hours or sessions. So if you are employed, turn to your HR department about these possible options to help you save money. And that's exactly what the person who sent me that Instagram message did. She told me that she is currently working on a realistic budget, and she also receives legal assistance as part of her benefits from her employer. So she went ahead and marked down the number to call whenever she was ready to move forward with that process. So there is budget-friendly help out there, and there might be free help out there that you qualify for. So just be on the lookout for it. My fourth tip for anyone going through a separation or divorce and they want to work on managing their money is to start by collecting your documentation now. Part of going through a divorce or separation includes splitting finances and assets. And while the laws do vary by state, and I'm not going to get into that right now, collecting that documentation and list of assets in advance will just help the entire process run smoother, meaning you're not going to have to get an email from a lawyer and hunt down another bank statement. So here's what I want you to do. When it comes to financial documents, start by taking an afternoon, a full afternoon, to gather all of the following information, save it in a folder on your computer so you have easy access to it. These are going to include any past tax returns, employment records, checking account statements, savings account statements, investing account statements, retirement savings account information, debt records, whether it's mortgage or car, student loans, any wills and trusts you already had in place, social security statements, and any children's bank account information. By gathering all of that now, downloading it and saving it as a PDF, dropping it into a specific folder on your desktop, it will actually save you time and honestly mental and emotional energy. When you are asked for these documents, you can easily go in, grab what you need, and email it instead of having to take time to hunt it down in the process. Today's episode is brought to you by my free budget class. This budget class is all about how to write a budget for your best life without giving up your weekly latte runs. In this class, I'm going to be covering the three massive mistakes that everybody makes with their budget and why they are costing you money. And I'm sharing with you these mistakes so that way you can stop making them. I'll also be sharing with you the secret to finding more money in your budget each month so that way you can do whatever you want with it. And I'll be sharing my four-step framework to budget for your best life without giving up what you love. This class is hands down incredible and it has so much value. You can sign up for it at inspirebudget.com/free class or just click the link in my show notes. I'll see you there. My fifth tip for you, and one that is very important, is to forgo any large purchases. If your divorce or separation is on the horizon, I want you to press pause on any large expenses that you were planning to make, any large charges or purchases, such as a new car, a major home remodel, or even a super expensive vacation. Here's the deal. As you're moving through the next few months, you can't always predict what your finances and your money is going to look like. And adding a new car or debt into the mix can actually impact your credit score and your debt to income ratio. I mean, your debt to income ratio is going to be impacted by a divorce no matter what, but throw in a new debt payment and it's really going to be impacted, which means that if you end up trying to find a new home and you want to go qualify for a mortgage, they're going to be looking at your credit score and your debt to income ratio. And if you go to buy an apartment or not buy an apartment, if you go to rent an apartment, they can take your credit score into account. So we want to just forego any large purchases and press pause on them until you've made it through this process, you've established your new budget and your money routine. Then you can decide and you can make a very informed and intentional decision about if there is room in your money, in your budget moving forward to go on with that purchase. My sixth tip is to spend your money very wisely. Now, with so many changes going on in your life, now is the time to pull back on your debit card, on your credit card, on your spending, and be very wise with what you choose to spend your money on. Now, I get it. You might be tempted to spend money to help you feel better, but I really want you to try your best to avoid any impulse or emotional spending during this time. The truth is that it's going to take you time, days, weeks, even months to get used to your new financial reality. Expenses might pop up and catch you completely off guard. So your goal should be to have money set aside for some of these unexpected expenses so that you don't have to put them on a credit card or go into debt during your divorce. However, I'm going to be 100% realistic here. Separating or going through a divorce can lead to debt, especially when you go from two incomes to one, you have lawyer fees, you have moving costs. And if you do have to take out a loan during this process, try to keep it as minimal as possible. By spending your money wisely and living on less now, you'll be more prepared during this life change. And if you do have to go into debt during this process, hopefully you'll be spending less or go take out a smaller loan along the way. A few ways to cut back your spending and be more intentional include canceling any subscriptions that are unnecessary. And remember, just because you cancel a subscription now doesn't mean you can't enjoy it and sign up for it again later. Shop around for a lower car insurance rate now that you're on your own. Cook dinner at home or have friends over instead of going out to eat, and find free ways to enjoy your life and entertainment, such as going out to a festival or taking a hike. While it's completely unrealistic to cut back your spending to $0, being intentional and spending wisely will help you during this transition. And then you can start looking forward to ways to increase your income, which will allow you to continue to reach your money goals. My seventh and final tip should be no surprise, and that is to create a new budget. As you're going through a separation or divorce process, the best thing you can do is try your very best to create a new budget that matches your life. It's important to remember that your budget is going to change every single month. But for you, during this process, there are going to be even more drastic changes in your spending and in your budget, which is totally okay. Give yourself grace. Give yourself freedom to not make the perfect budget. And the fact that you're even trying to budget right now is a success. To help you get started with creating a budget, I want you to try your best to just list out and predict your future expenses. List them out and compare them to your income that you're bringing in. Give yourself grace as you learn to navigate this new budget and how it fits into your lifestyle. You're not going to get it right the first time. And that's totally to be expected and okay. But with practice comes progress. So the more often you're looking at your money, you're practicing your budgeting skills, you're getting down a money routine, the easier it's going to be to make this transition. If you're sitting here thinking, I'm not really even sure how to budget or start this process over again, I have a free budget class that you're going to love. I'll walk you through exactly step by step how I personally budget, which will give you a good outline for what you can do. That way you can write a budget and feel successful about it. You can go to inspirebudget.com to sign up for that free class, or just click the link in the show notes. It's right down below. Just to recap, those 7 tips for navigating your finances when you are getting separated or going through a divorce is to make sure you track your spending so you know exactly where your money is going. Prepare for any future expenses, whether they are one-time expenses or monthly expenses post-divorce. Consider getting help, whether it's from a therapist or a lawyer, and look into free or low-cost ways to do that. The 4th tip is to collect all of your documents now, so that way you can save yourself time and mental and emotional energy later when people want them from you. The 5th tip is to forego any large purchases. Also, I want you to spend money wisely and, of course, create your new budget. Now, I do want to share with you a little bit more about the woman who messaged me. She did give me permission to talk specifically about her journey. One of the things that she said was that they just renewed their lease on their apartment. So she feels like she's stuck in this apartment for 2 years. He did move out. And so she's at this point now where she's taking on all of the expenses because they did keep their finances separate before, meaning that they split all of their expenses in half, or he had taken on some of them and she took on the others. So now she's taking these all on, and she also has a child at home, which means that she wants to try to keep everything as consistent as possible during this time and stop doing her side hustle because she wants to be able to spend time with her daughter, which I completely understand. Now, this person is the breadwinner in the family, meaning that she makes more money than her husband. She's the one that provides a majority of the income, which she says she thinks she is going to have to pay alimony or child support, but she's going to need to speak with a lawyer, which she hasn't done yet. However, she does know that she receives free legal assistance through work. I'm going to leave you with what I told her. I told her that trying to deal with her money while going through relationship issues can be so overwhelming. But the good news is she's not alone in this. People have been in this situation before, and she's not alone here. She has people that she can reach out to. And while it's not an enjoyable process at all, she is strong and she will make it through this and to give herself grace along the way. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Inspire Budget Podcast. If you have a question that you want me to answer or guide you through on the podcast, then please send me an email at Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at inspirebudget.com. And in the subject line, just put the words podcast question. I would love to help you out because you never know how your question could actually help someone else along the way. If you enjoyed today's episode, or if you enjoy any of the episodes that I publish, please feel free to leave a rating or review on Apple or Spotify. It's completely free to do, and it really helps my podcast get out there to more people, and I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.